The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, visitors. Good morning, members. Good morning, all. You are all welcome to this space, and it's good to be here together with you. And together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. This is also the Sunday of our annual meeting, so immediately following the service, we will stand up and sit down and hold our annual meeting, and then we'll adjourn downstairs for our annual pop-up. If you are not a member, you are most welcome to attend any and all of this. If you want to skip the meeting and just meet us downstairs for food, you are more than welcome. If you want to just come to the meeting and skip the food just to check us out, you are more than welcome to that as well. You are welcome to this space in its entirety. If you are not a member, however, you have to refrain from any votes. More than follows. But good morning to all of you. Let us begin worship this morning with the words printed in our bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I invite all those who can stand to stand now, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the creator of heaven and earth, the Word who spoke life into being, the wind stirring the waters.
Amen.
Let us turn in confession to the one who knows us completely. Mighty God, lover of justice.
You call us to life and community, but we have served our own interests at the expense of our neighbors. We have sown deceit where honesty was needed. We say the right words, but our hearts are far from you. Turn us to seek your face,
And new things God now declares, like a spring of water that never fails. God covers you in the righteousness of Christ and forgives you your sin in Jesus' name. May the Spirit give you strength to live for others and bless you with the gift of peace.
Amen.
You may be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, your loving kindness always goes before us and follows after us.
Summon us into your light and direct our steps in the ways of goodness that come through the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Now we invite our children forward for a children's lesson. How's everyone today? Good weather? Okay. Well, Jesus in our gospel today says the kingdom of heaven has drawn near. The question is, what does near mean, I guess? So let's, you want to do a little experiment?
Sure.
Okay. Can, maybe all of you. One of you or all of you go to our baptismal font. Let's measure the distance to the baptismal font. There we go, that's good. So we're at 80 inches. You can come back now. 80 inches.
No.
80. It says 80. 80. What does 80 mean then?
80 feet.
80 feet. 80 feet. Okay, is 80 feet near or far?
That's not far. That's
not
15 feet. Maybe there's another meters. I don't know. Oh, there we go. That's 49 feet there. I don't know, people.
50 feet.
Okay, but it's 50 feet. Yeah, come on back down. Now we got to walk. Whoa. Okay. Okay, is 50 feet near or far?
Yes.
It's relative, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, let's here. I'll get this one here. Let's measure the distance between us and our heart. It's hard to tell, right? This is really small. So the distance between you and your heart, what's the distance? Maybe less than a millimeter? And so is your distance between you to your heart, is that near or far?
Near.
That's definitely near, friends. So when Jesus says God is near, it's not 50 feet near. It's near. It's right there. All right, so let us pray, friends. The kingdom of heaven is you. On the count of three, bring our hands together in prayer. One, two, three. And repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you that you're here.
Thank you that you're here.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Our first reading today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. Hear now the word. There will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, He brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee, of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied exultation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is from Psalm 27. It's on page 6 of your bulletin. Please read it with me. I'll read the plain text, and please read the bold. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek God in the temple.
For in the day of trouble, God will give me shelter. Hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary, and raise me high upon a rock.
Even now my head is lifted up above my enemies who surround me. Therefore I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me.
My heart speaks your message. Seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek.
Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. Our second reading today is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1. Hear now the word. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be knit together in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been made clear to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, except Crispus and Gaius, so that none can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Matthew, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, when Jesus had heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the lake, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called to them. Immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease, every sickness, among the people. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, it's the annual meeting, so I'm tempted to just give my short sermon, which is, "Yay, Jesus, come to the table. Amen." Maybe I'll add just a little bit, but I promise to keep it short. So I'll just get out my big brush strokes. I'll just hit a few things for us to think about. Trying to think of some themes that are in our reports that also carry the gospel without regurgitating everything that's already been written and will be said. But I talk about tension a lot. Tension is in our text today, especially if you were with us last Sunday, where we had a parallel account in the Gospel of John. And please, friends, it's not possible to reconcile the two accounts. Just live with the tension. Live with the fact that one story says one thing, another story says the other thing, and we are to be grasped and wrapped up in the power of each story. Let them stand. Life is lived amongst the tension. Secondly, Jesus withdraws. Friends, this is a key theme in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus is constantly withdrawing. And in a world where we want to have an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, we want to fight every battle, let us remember that Jesus gives us an example of withdrawing. And this is not withdrawing to be passive in the face of evil. It is his teaching that we'll get in another chapter, that we fight evil with love. Jesus will teach us to turn the other cheek, to go the extra mile, to give our cloak. Not to give in to evil, but the way to resist evil is the path of nonviolence. If I have any Bruce Lee fans in the audience, you know, he often talked about fighting, the art of fighting without fighting. We've all been there. Martin Luther King tells us the path of resistance is through nonviolence. Which leads us to the quote from Isaiah. land sitting in darkness has seen a great light. I've spoken a lot about that this last month, coming up to Advent. There is, of course, no great light without a great darkness. No joy without pain. There's no restful day unless you spent the previous day at a lot of work. But above that, darkness is not driven away by darkness. Hate is never driven away by more hate. Injustice is not solved by an act of injustice. Only love, only light, only justice solves the problem. And so a land sitting in darkness has seen light. So friends, we are called to be light and love. And finally, I'll close on this point. Jesus is finally on the scene. Jesus gives his first sermon, and it is quite simply, change your mind, because the kingdom of God is near. That's the teaching of Jesus. And the Gospel of Matthew is really great for us because we get within Matthew the actual body of Jesus' teaching. And I know, friends, in the church, we are really good about teaching about Jesus. And I hope that the teaching about Jesus and the teaching of Jesus are not in conflict with each other. But let's be clear that they are also distinct. We can talk all about Jesus and not do anything Jesus teaches us to do. And I hope, because I'm the guy who's always talking about the unity of heaven and earth, that the two are unified. But let us also this year, because it is the year of Matthew, travel with the uncomfortable sometimes teaching of Jesus. And despite what our theology tells us, I honestly think if Jesus is teaching us, Jesus actually wants us to follow what he's saying. And what is he saying? The kingdom of heaven is here. It's not some far off place. It's not in galaxies beyond galaxies. It's not even in another life. The kingdom of heaven is here. And so as we journey, as we are a church together in the year to come, let us remember the kingdom and the presence of God is now here. It's on this table. It is in our midst. And we are invited to come and participate in this kingdom work of Jesus, to be light and love and to understand that Christ is here, that Christ is risen, that Christ is in us. And then it's our mission to take that out into the world, friends. We'll get some annual reports here in a little bit, but this is it in a nutshell of what we are as a community that tries to encounter the risen Christ, the word and sacrament in each other, take that to the world, and we have a new year to do that. So friends, come to the table, partake of the meal. It is a foretaste and a symbol of what is to come. And understand our meal downstairs after as a commentary on the meaning of this meal. Friends, you are all invited because the kingdom of God is for us all. Open the doors. Let us all come in and rejoice. God is here. God loves you. We are accepted in. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
As God's beloved children, united in Christ, let us pray for the church, the whole human community, and the well-being of the earth, our home. Holy One, you entrust the message of the cross and the mission of the gospel to the church in every land. Guide the newly baptized and deepen the faith of all who follow Christ. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Holy Creator, you lavish creation with splendor, and we praise you for the gift of life. Teach us to live as wise stewards, sharing the earth's resources with all inhabitants of this garden planet. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Holy Judge, your power is love, and you judge the nations by the measure of Christ. Free any who are unjustly accused or wrongly condemned. We pray for those in authority. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Holy Lover, you care for vulnerable young children, frail elders, and any who are sick, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Paul, Mike, Kenneth, Paul, Jerianne, George, Jill, for immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. For victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Provide for their needs and relieve their suffering. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Holy Giver, you gather, forgive, and shape us as disciples of Christ. Nurture in us a spirit of patience and respect, that we may love one another as you love us. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Holy Savior, you free us from the power of death. Lead and guide us until we come at last into the communion of all your saints in light. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Confident that the Holy Spirit receives our prayers and answers us, we commend all for whom we pray to God's loving kindness, made known to us in Christ Jesus our Savior.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you. I
invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
Now I invite us all to come back together and please stand for our offering hymn. Yet in this meal, you reveal the wideness of your mercy. Use what we have gathered to feed us with the reign of God come here. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Gave thanks, broke it,
and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom, with you, and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus comes.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people. And all means all, which means all, which means all, which means all. If you're here, you're part of the home. And all are invited to come forward. In a moment, the ushers will come and ask you to fill in the communion rail from right to left. You may receive communion standing or kneeling, however you wish to receive. Hold the cup with your hand extended, the bread will be given to you. And then reach in when the wine comes around and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. There is gluten-free options upon request. And if you want to come and only receive a blessing, you may do so by coming with your arms folded, and I will say a prayer over you. But know, once again, this is the table of God for all. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Radiant God, we have seen your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. In the sacrament of his body and blood, you have drawn us to your heart. Send us from this table with delight, that our lives may reflect the beauty of your love and bear witness to all we have seen and heard. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Friends, we just paused for some announcements, and we got a lot of announcements that I'm not going to make, but just pay attention to the words of the week, because there's a lot going on this week. Please participate in any and all of that. And immediately after this, the blessing and then the sending hymn, we'll do the dismissal, but don't be dismissed unless you want to be. Just stand up, sit down. We'll do our congregational meeting, get the business over with so we can go downstairs and eat. That's what we're really here for. And again, you are all welcome to participate in any of this. The meeting, food, whatever way you want to go with that, any and all of it. Again, only if you're a voting member can you vote. And if there's a question on you in your heart, like, I would like to be a voting member, please talk to me. We can make that happen. It's a very simple process. But if you haven't taken that step at some point, just participate. You're welcome to participate. And with that being said, my friends, let us enjoy the blessing. May the triune God, who has put a new song in your mouth and turned your heart for praise, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
But don't go anywhere unless you want to. We do have bulletins for the annual report. If you haven't already gotten the annual report, please raise your hand and we'll give you one. No, that's a high five. And I was trying to get this robe really fast prior to this, and I left my microphone on, so if you heard any bumps, that would be, I'm sorry.
Anybody else need the annual report? It looks like this. Okay, we want to get down there and eat, so we'll call this meeting to order. Pastor, we know you made your sermon short, but we'll call on you again.
Have fun right there. You got like the annual congregation litany, so maybe it's like 3 or 4 pages in, if you want to find that real fast. Then we'll do it together. I will do the light, you'll do the bold print. Recognizing that our faith is a living, busy, active, and mighty thing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And also with you.
Teach us to love with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Receive our prayer, O God.
Descend on our hearts that we may love others in the way Jesus loved us.
Receive our prayer, O God.
Empower us to be enthusiastic in pursuing your vision for our congregation.
Receive our prayer, O God.
Move us to engage issues in our community in Christ-like ways and to pursue deep and authentic relationships with those whom we serve and partner.
Receive our prayer, O God.
Strengthen us to face the barriers we encounter in doing your work. Learning to work with others amid disagreement.
Receive our prayer, O God.
Give us the ability to adapt to the cultural, economic, and social changes that occur in the neighborhoods we serve.
Receive our prayer, O God.
Guide us to be a healthy congregation that learns from its failures as well as its successes and offers wisdom to others.
Receive our prayer, O God.
As we strive to become the church that we proclaim to be, raise up leaders who focus on the gospel of freedom, forgiveness, and reconciliation, as given to us through God's indescribable act of love in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Renew us daily in our baptism, that we may discover vitally in our relationships with you, each other, and those we serve in the world.
Amen.
Okay, with that, we'll get to the Treasurer's Report, which is next on the agenda. Peggy Gilman, will you come in, please? Wherever you'd like to be.
Is the stumbling block to this job. So any of you that would like to, if any of you that are comfortable speaking in front of the congregation, please talk to me about being the treasurer. I've been doing this job for 7 years. You'd think it'd get easier, but this part is hard for me. We have 3 funds at First Security Bank. The first is the general fund, and it shares space in that fund with the dedicated fund. The general fund is where all of your offerings go. Where's Rhonda? There she is. That's where all of your offerings go, and that's what keeps the lights on here. We pay the bills with all of your offerings, and the let me read from my report. In 2025, we budgeted $42,000 from our capital account to supplement our offerings, and we transferred the full amount. In doing so, our income exceeded our expenses by $5,742. That left us with a comfortable balance in the general fund of $54,490. Another part of that fund is money set aside for the dedicated fund, and that's when you designate a certain, you earmark your donations for specific ministries, like education, social ministry, stewardship, facility, health ministry, worship and music, and parish life. All of these ministries benefited from the funds that you earmarked for the dedicated fund. Quarterly, I offset expenses in the general fund with this money. I wanted to let you know that $575 was sent to ELCA for Ukrainian refugee relief. This is the First Security Fund for undedicated gift fund. And we did this because PUD started paying us $1,750 a month for our parking. And we thought, wonderful, let's use this wisely. So we've received $7,000 this year, and we expect to continue through 2026. Per the gift policy, 80% of the funds that we receive will be earmarked for general committee projects. So any of our ministries can request funds from this pool of funds. 10% goes to endowment, and the remaining 10% are earmarked for the needs of the Newport community. Pastor's the heartbeat of that. He's out there reaching the community, and as he sees fit, we'll use those funds. The third fund that we have at First Security is our capital funds. All of our lease revenue is deposited into that account. All of the tenants are current on their payments. This fund we use for maintaining this facility in, for instance, the water leak that we had in 2025, we paid from this account. The organ that needs repair, we don't budget for these things, they just happen. So we have this fund for any catastrophic problems that we have. There is the alarm system this year, and like I said, the pipe organ. So that comes from this fund. We also pay the mortgage out of the revenue that we receive from Taco Bell, Valvoline, and Woody's Car Wash. The Thrivent mortgage this year was reduced by $67,890. And the remaining mortgage balance is $70,865. This will be our last full year of paying the mortgage. The total of the capital account includes, we have broken up all of the funds that we have. First Security holds $79,000 of the capital fund. We have a Thrivent investment of $70,622. And currently, a mission CD of $52,000 is in this account. The balance of the capital account is $201,822. as I said, we really need this money for the maintenance of the facility. We also have an Edward Jones in, gosh, I don't know why I'm having so much trouble this year. Anyway,